This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist. And my guest today, my very special guest, is Alex Feinberg. He's an executive high-performance coach, and his success is built from a fusion of experience as a professional baseball player for the Colorado Rockies, a Google executive, a hedge fund analyst, and early cryptocurrency investor. He has served thousands of customers and hundreds of clients as a physical and mental performance coach.
Or you can align your lifestyle with something that's demonstratively healthy and likely something that humans have done for hundreds or thousands of years, randomly, miraculously, the more motivated you're going to be. The harder you try, the better the results you're going to get are. And that just reminds you that you're a winner. Most people have bad experiences with fitness because they have a very poor understanding of what you need to do in the gym to ultimately be successful. If you're pursuing wealth the appropriate way, you're building an asset that's growing in value when you sleep.
Alex, I'm really excited about having you on the show today, and I'm really interested in hearing your story. Let's just start out with your story. Tell us a little bit about your life. I'd love to know what are some of your background. Give us your story.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for having me. So I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area wanting to be, like many other kids, a professional baseball player. But unlike other of my peers, you know, I actually put the work in to try my best to make that into a reality. I ended up spending hours a day after high school class would end, running, lifting, taking batting practice, fielding ground balls, doing everything that I needed to do to get to the next level, which ultimately led to me getting a college scholarship to play in the SEC for Vanderbilt University. When I was in high school, I thought that if I could simply be a Division I athlete, that would solve all of my problems. I would become socially graceful. All the girls would like me. I would be popular. I would have all of the things that eluded me in high school. And when I set foot on Hawkins Field as a Vanderbilt baseball player, I realized that none of those things came with being a Division I athlete, but a lot of stress and a lot of responsibility did. It was the most stressful 4 years of my life. My whole world revolved around baseball. My entire sense of meaning, my entire sense of self-worth, my entire social network knew me as a competitive baseball player. And every time I set foot on that field, I was scared that I was going to fail, not just in front of the thousands of fans in the crowd, not just in front of people who may be watching on TV, but in front of the people who I grew up with who could read about my performance online or in a newspaper. And so I had to develop tools over my 4 years as a college athlete and 2 years later as a professional baseball player to figure out how to deal with anxiety, but also foresee where anxiety may exist in situations that other people normally experience it. And what that ultimately led me to do was realize that I couldn't take a career path that was typical, because if I took a typical career path, I was ultimately going to let my fate be in the hands of somebody else. And I learned at a younger age than most that if my fate was in the hands of somebody else, that fate would be twisted to do what that other person wanted me to do. Ultimately, it would end up being very stressful for me so that it would be less stressful for the person controlling me. And a psychologist, a relationship psychologist might say it's an avoidant attachment style, but I think that's absolutely correct as far as the attachment style that I had. with my corporate employers. I first started working at a hedge fund in Hong Kong. I learned the game behind the game. I learned the profit motives of corporations and what they would do to sacrifice their own integrity for the bottom line. I ended up working 6 years at Google, elevator pitching my way into a sales job, but then learning how the sausage was made, learning how the company was structured, learning how roles were designed to maximize the productivity of the individual and minimize the long-term compensation. And all of that led me to wanting to break free from corporate America. And I was fortunate that when I took my next job at a cryptocurrency exchange, I realized that if I wanted to have any lasting power in the cryptocurrency industry, I needed to build a social media presence. And I ultimately was able to build a social media presence around the fitness system that I used to stay fit and stay sane in corporate America. And I was posting pictures of delicious pizza, burgers, fried chicken, tacos that I would be eating during work, after work, you know, showing shredded abs year round without doing any of the crazy stuff that most people think they have to do to get fit. And ultimately, during COVID, that turned into a six-figure side hustle that ultimately allowed me to escape corporate America, manage my stress a lot better than a lot of my other peers who stuck in the rat race, and ultimately manifest my own journey and steer my own ship, which I think over the last 4 years as a solo entrepreneur has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. And I probably wouldn't have taken it had it not been for the incredibly stressful, incredibly mentally grueling, incredibly emotionally exhausting experience that I had as a college and professional baseball player.
Wow. So you've been through a pretty fantastic journey, and, you know, at the top level, high performer from starting in baseball in college. And then you went on to be in professional baseball with, I believe you said, the Colorado Rockies.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Yep.
And then you worked at Google as a Google executive, a hedge fund analyst, a cryptocurrency investor. Wow, that is a lot. High level, high stress, just like you mentioned. And I really liked that when you said that you put in a lot of work, a lot of effort, but you also realized all that work and effort led to stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And along the way, you have learned there are certain things that you've got to take care of in your body.
Yeah.
What you eat, your fitness, your exercise. Sleep is a big one that I talk about a lot. And so I'm really excited to learn more about this fitness system that you had talked about. And I'm sure people want to know, maybe they don't want to necessarily be a professional baseball player or a cryptocurrency investor, but they want to improve their life.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Well, I'll tell you, I first continued working out after hanging up my spikes because I wanted an unfair advantage in the workforce. I realized as a college athlete that humans were primal, that humans treated other humans better when they were in physically good shape, when they were physically fit, when they spoke well, when they looked good. And as unfair as that might be, that's the reality. You can look at study after study that fit, attractive people make more money. And I had no idea how the corporate world was going to work when I was first entering it. But I thought that if I was fit and I spoke well and I wear a suit that fit me, I was going to have more chances than the next guy. And I was going to have an insurance plan in case anything went wrong in one job going to another. And so I used those observations to stay in shape and ultimately elevator pitch my way into Google when my online applications were going nowhere. I convinced myself if I could simply find my way onto a Google campus, I would elevator pitch my way into a job if I just wore a suit that fit me, spoke well, and was in good shape. And that was absolutely true. I got that job doing exactly that. And when I got the job, I made sure that I was going to stay fit because in my first job, I was in sales at Google. It was a very challenging role. I did terribly my first 6 months. But the only reason that my bosses never gave up on me and didn't ultimately try to manage me out of the company was because they knew that I was waking up early, not just prospecting leads, but going to the gym, doing something hard before anybody else got into the office. And so I think a lot of times in life, it's about how many second or third chances can you get? Because if you ultimately get enough chances, you're going to figure out how to win. And the better shape you're in, the more chances you're going to get, especially when you're younger. And so I used that first and foremost as a career cheat code. But in my second role at Google, one of my colleagues had clinical depression. And he looked at me and he noticed that my mood was so much better than everybody else's. I was frustrated. I was upset by certain things that I was seeing with our organization and within the company, but I had a smile on my face. And he tried to connect the dots as to why. And he postulated that it just might be because of the fitness system that I had been implementing before work, the way I was eating, the way I was training. And I realized only after the fact that because I was running and lifting weights every morning before work, I was getting a win under my belt before anybody else was. So I started my day at 9:30 and I was 1-0, where everybody else was 0-0, just trying to scratch together a win. And even if my day at work wasn't great, the worst my day was going to end up was 1-1. And so I think it's very important for people to continue to remind themselves that their effort is worth it. And unfortunately, when people work in large companies, or even when people work as entrepreneurs, life can be frustrating. Mm-hmm. You can train your mind to think that the effort isn't worth it if you keep trying and trying and trying and you have no tangible success from that. And one thing that training does is, unless you overdo it or you're doing a very poorly structured plan, typically the harder you try, the better the results you're going to get are. And that just reminds you that you're a winner. And the more work that you can do to reinforce the fact that your effort matters, that the more you try, the better you're going to be, the more you're going to continue to try. And eventually you're going to get lucky at something, whether it's the thing that you initially intended to do, or it's starting a company that you had no idea you could start the way I did 4 or 5 years ago. The more you can stay in the game and the longer you can stay in the game, and whatever you need to do to have a mindset that convinces you that it's sensible to stay in the game is a path that you need to take.
I like that, the mindset. That's so important. And so many people have dreams. You mentioned earlier, a lot of people have dreams of becoming a professional baseball player or maybe working at Google or some other large tech companies. But you have to realize that those dreams don't come into a reality unless you have the right mindset. And that mindset is a growth mindset. And I know that's exactly what you're referring to, is to have the mindset of you have to keep going, you have to keep working and practicing and realizing that you're going to make some mistakes along the way. And that's okay. You just keep going.
And if you keep pushing hard enough, you can figure out how to turn ties into wins and losses into ties. And ultimately, if you look at my background, you say, oh, wow, Alex was a professional baseball player. Alex worked at a hedge fund. He worked at Google. He must have succeeded in everything that he did. And that's simply not true, right? Because I run a business now because I didn't make tens of millions of dollars as a Major League Baseball player. I didn't make hundreds of millions of dollars working at a hedge fund. I didn't get tens of millions of dollars as a Google executive in stock options. So every path that I took, I had this idea of how it might work out. And ultimately, when you get closer to the sun, you realize, this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, but I have this awesome opportunity to pivot into something that I never realized was possible. And so the next best thing is for me to do something slightly different than what I originally envisioned. And if I held myself to the standard of I'm going to be a 10-year major league veteran or bust, I'm going to start a billion-dollar hedge fund or bust, then you look at everything that I've done and I would have failed at every single thing that I've tried to do in life. But if you have an open mind as to what it means to be successful and you're continuing to learn about the human condition and your own mindset and how you can bridge the gap between the thoughts in your head and the product that you create, then ultimately you can figure out how to win at almost everything that you do in some form or fashion.
I love it. That's exactly right. And that's where people have to really focus on that mindset. How do you, Alex, how do you talk to people who they say, yeah, that sounds good, but how do I get motivated to do this? What are some of the first steps that you help people get motivated for?
Motivation is a little bit hard to teach because, you know, frankly, you either have motivation or you don't as a starting point. Now, it can be augmented. Certainly, if you're sleeping better, you will have more motivation. If you are getting more exposure to sun, you're going to have more motivation. If you're consuming whole foods and you're abstaining from junk and drugs and drugs in the form of food, you're going to have more motivation. The more you can align your lifestyle with something that's demonstratively healthy and likely something that humans have done for hundreds or thousands of years, randomly, miraculously, the more motivated you're going to be. And weirdly enough, the more motivated you are, the harder you're going to work, the more success you're going to have. And ultimately, success begets success because it convinces you that the juice is worth the squeeze, that it's worth getting out of bed, not just going through the motions, but actually working diligently towards your goals.
I love it. I love the juice is better than the squeeze, worth the squeeze. I love it. That's great. I love those analogies. Well, tell us a little bit about your job. I mean, the business that you have, and you help people with fitness. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it started in 2021. I started doing it full time. As I mentioned, it was already a six-figure business. Wow.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I had my job at my cryptocurrency exchange, but 2021 presented some opportunities where I could scale it. You know, I moved to Austin, Texas, avoided state income taxes, but also moved to a lower cost of living area than California, a little bit more centrally located, and began teaching people, you know, basically this is how I was able to quote unquote hack fitness. This is how I was able to keep abs year round without counting calories, without going hungry, eating my favorite foods, pizza, burgers, fried chicken, tacos. And the way that I did it was I simply stacked protein in ways that restaurants don't. So anytime you go to a pizza place or a burger chain, they're going to give you a lot of bread and not that much meat because bread's cheap and meat's expensive. And so if you think about the profit motive for restaurants, they want to stuff you with carbs. But one thing that I found as a competitive athlete and working with men, you know, who many of whom have played at least high school sports or beyond, is that if we eat protein dominant real food when we're hungry until we're full, ultimately, many of us end up eating substantially less and diet without realizing that we're dieting. And I think ultimately, if you want to have longevity in any approach, any system, any program, it can't feel that hard. It has to feel enjoyable. And so I called my fitness system insanely addictive because one of my first clients, you know, was just looking forward to going to the gym every session because it wasn't as hard as he was used to. It wasn't grueling. It wasn't, you know, all blood, sweat, and tears. It was actually enjoyable where he could go in and look forward to beating his previous marks, you know, just the way I did, where I set parameters where I'm never willing to work out so hard that I don't want to show up to the gym the next day. And lo and behold, if you set sustainable parameters that require you to like what you do and actually chase performance goals, instead of chasing goals around how much you sweat, how sore you got, how hard it was, ultimately you'll find that you'll get addicted to a training plan. And so I found that if I could hack dopamine in the gym and also hack the human hunger mechanism as far as, you know, eating certain foods and training a certain way that help the appetite auto-regulate, not just for myself, but for many of my clients, we could gain muscle, lose fat, and it didn't even feel like we were doing anything hard. I've had clients say, you know, this is suspiciously simple. I've heard people jokingly say, I can't tell if this is the best money I've spent or the worst because it's so easy, but it's just working so well. They can't believe how easy it can be if you do the right things right. And ultimately, by proving out to my clients that, hey, you know what? If you do the right things right, you can have about 10 times the success as if you get the wrong things right or the wrong things wrong. A lot of them ended up coming to me for business advice and executive coaching because they realized that the mental models and the understanding of human dopamine and behavioral economics that ultimately fed into my fitness system actually have a ton of carryover into the executive space. And so I've been very fortunate over the last couple of years to be able to work more deeply with some of my highest performing clients, not just on how their body works, how their mind works, and how their businesses work.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And it's a mind-body connection. And that's something I talk a lot with my clients as well. There is a dramatic connection between the mind and the body. You treat your body well, that's what you're talking about, your body will treat your mind well. Mm-hmm. And if you're struggling with mental health issues, getting your fitness in check, which includes not just working out, but your foods, your diet, and what you drink, what you consume, what you avoid, like you mentioned, it's all so important. It's all tied together. And your system, it's at the feinbergsystems.com. So if people are interested and they want to learn more about what you have to offer, they can go there and check out your website. But tell us a little bit about the actual coaching. What does that look like? If someone's listening to this, maybe their interest is piqued and they are wanting to know what exactly, if they were to sign up, what is it about?
So we have a couple different paths that people can take. And again, you can go to my website, feinbergsystems.com. You can also find me on Twitter, X, Alex Feinberg One. I keep my DMs open. You can ask me questions there that I will personally respond to. I coach people in a group setting. I coach people in a one-on-one setting. A lot of it depends on your scheduling. People have success in both. You know, one-on-one is great, but group gives people group accountability. And everybody who I work with is fairly like-minded because they think the way that I think. They're high performers. I coach high performers way better than I coach low performers because high performers all make the same mistakes. They think that trying harder is ultimately the reason what they need to do to succeed. And they think that they're not successful because they're not being disciplined enough. And that's a great starting point, but it's ultimately not true 4 times out of 5. And so I have a group. We meet either Mondays or Wednesdays where we talk through the principles of my system. Everybody gets a plan that's structured to their particular needs, their particular body, and they make it work around their schedule. You know, that's probably lifting weights 3 times per week for folks who are in their 30s or 40s, at least twice, and eating protein-dominant real food. Food has to taste great because if the food doesn't taste great, you're not going to stick with it. Everybody who I work with has access to my amazing recipes, which you can't see right now. But if you scrolled through my Twitter, my Instagram, or my website, you'd see a lot of the pizzas, the burgers, the fried chicken, the tacos that I love and that I've built my life around. And ultimately, that draws a lot of people in because they think, hey, if I can lose weight eating my favorite foods, I need to learn more about what Alex is saying. Is this legit? I need to try it out. And they try it out after 90 days. A lot of them, it's an insanely good experience that they would have never believed was possible ahead of time. I've had so many clients tell me that when they looked at the training plan their first week, they thought, there's no way this is going to work. This is way too easy for it to work. And the reason why it works is because we focus on getting the right things right. Again, most people have bad experiences with fitness because they have a very poor understanding of what you need to do in the gym to ultimately be successful. Most commercial classes are built around the fallacy, the misunderstanding, the misconception that a workout's efficacy can be judged by how hard it was, how much you sweat, and how sore you got. All of those are proxies for pain. And so if your fitness system is built around how much you sweat, how sore you got, or how hard it was, when it stops working, the only lever you have to pull is working harder. And if you compare that to one of my one-on-one clients who was texting me last night, got a sickness going through his family, and I told him, you know what, do everything 40% lighter today and get back to me and let me know how you're feeling tomorrow. And if you feel worse tomorrow, then we need to dial it down because 40% less was actually too hard. If you feel the same, we can keep the same intensity. And if you feel better, then we can increase the intensity. And he wrote back that he really appreciates working with me because I tailor my recommendations to what his body is telling him. You can't just say go hard all the time, no matter how you're feeling, because you're a busy adult. You have family demands. You have professional demands. And ultimately, you need to have high quality workouts, which can necessitate you ramping down when your body's screaming for it. And so, you know, with Scott, who I mentioned texting last night, and with other clients, you know, John, Mason, who you can see testimonials of on my website, you know, all of these guys are experiencing better results with less effort, and their bodies are just feeling so much better and looking so much better with less effort than they ever imagined possible. And so that's something that, again, I can't guarantee that everybody who I work with is going to have those results. You know, you're supposed to say results not typical, I guess, to be on the good graces of the, I don't even know what agency it is, and I hope I don't have to learn. But, you know, a lot of guys are having these unbelievable results. And frankly, those results are very similar to the results that I had when I stumbled across this system 10 years ago and eventually thought, man, I need to share. If there's one thing I can share with the world, it's how easy and enjoyable fitness can be.
I like that. And I really like how you mentioned that you tailor the program to the person's fitness, their body, their age. You tailor it to them. It's not a cookie cutter. It's not a box, right? So you purchase a box or a course. It's tailored specifically to them. And I really like that.
Yeah, everybody has a different body. Everybody has different anatomy and everybody has access to different equipment and a different schedule. And so you could even take your identical twin who has the same body as you, and you could have him working a very similar job from you, but he's not going to be sick when you're sick, right? He's not going to have family demands the same way you're going to have family demands. You know, he doesn't have his kids' basketball game late at night the way you do. And so everybody needs to have a slightly different plan, because the worst thing that you can do, in my view, from a motivational standpoint, is have somebody work hard at something that doesn't work, because that just burns trust and ultimately leads to burnout. So it's my job as a coach to make sure that effort is paired with some sort of tangible reward. Otherwise, my client is not going to continue to work hard for me and ultimately is going to give up on the transformation that he and I are trying to make together. It's very, very important, as you know, that your advice needs to yield results for people in the beginning so that you build trust with them and ultimately get further buy-in so they can invest more of their effort into success. So much of people's hesitation to start a new fitness plan is their emotional hesitation to get let down again. It's not just the physical challenges that come with training. It's do I really want to start a diet and fail on it the same way I've done the last three times? And so it's my job to show people easy wins first so they feel like, oh, this is safe. The water's warm. I stuck my toe in and this is working with minimal effort. Imagine how good it would be if I gave it moderate effort.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And you're speaking to the psychology of giving up versus keeping going. And it's that endurance, the sustainability, and being able to see themselves at the end of the finish line. Well, I guess in this case, there's not a finish line. It's a keep going. And it becomes part of a lifestyle. It's not a program necessarily, but the long-term game, it's a lifestyle change.
Absolutely. And I look at fitness the same way I look at wealth building, where the people who do it the best are doing something that works in their sleep. And so if you look at mass market wealth building advice, it's like, okay, save a little bit more money here. You know, don't buy that fancy dinner. Don't buy that coffee. Invest an extra $1,000 a month into your 401k. And it's like, that's not wrong. Like, you'll have more money when you do that, but it's ultimately misguided as far as, you know, its efficacy and its leverage. If you're pursuing wealth the appropriate way, you're building an asset that's growing in value when you sleep. And if you pursue fitness the right way, you're doing something in the gym that's going to result in a fasting resting metabolic rate. So you're burning more fat in your sleep. And if you're doing it so effectively that the hardest thing to do, which for many people is fat loss, is done subconsciously, well, guess what? Like, the sustainability of that's going to feel like five times greater than when you're consciously counting the calories that you're burning, counting the calories that you're restricting, putting a lot of cognitive load into, you know, staying with a plan that ultimately you just dream about breaking free from.
Yes. And I think that is a very well point, a good point. And, you know, a lot of people come up with a lot of excuses, and you just tore down every excuse that people could have. So whether it's the way it tastes or how hard it could be. And I really like how it's a very personal touch that you have. Well, Alex, our time is running out here, but I would love to hear kind of your final thoughts here of encouraging somebody who may be on that fence, where they know they need to improve their health and their fitness and get better in shape and just feel better all around, but they're not confident. That, because like you said earlier, some people try things over and over again and it doesn't work. But what are some things that you can encourage somebody that's on the fence with your program?
Well, you have one life to live. And so you have to realize, like, if you wake up and you feel tired, you wake up, you're in a bad mood, your body hurts, all those things are going to get worse over time. Everything you do compounds. So you might be 40 years old and you might not feel as good as you were when you were 30. And you convince yourself that that's the steady state. It's like, no. Whatever's happened over the last 10 years will compound. So whatever delta you've experienced in terms of your wealth, in terms of your mental health, in terms of your physical condition is probably going to compound, to the cube over the next 30 years. And so you have to decide, is that compounding something that you're willing to accept? And if it is, keep doing what you're doing. But if it's not, it's up to you to make a change in order to reverse the momentum and get it going in the right direction. Because again, you have the gift of life, but you only have one of them.
I love it. That is awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Alex, for coming on and sharing your expertise and your knowledge and what you do to help people with their fitness and with their emotional health as well. Really excited about that. And I want to encourage, if you're listening to this, if you're wanting to reach out to Alex, go to feinbergsystems.com, or you can reach out to him on Twitter or some other social media accounts. They'll all be on the show notes. Alex, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, John.
And thank you all for listening to the Mental Health Today Show. I appreciate you. And until next time, take care of yourself.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.